Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Welcome to Extension Today on WIFM. I'm Danny Hall, and we're welcoming to our program today from the Surrey County Cooperative Extension and Allegheny County Cooperative Extension, Carmen Long. Good morning, Carmen.
Good morning, Danny.
Hope you're doing well.
I am.
Thank you so very much for joining us today, spending some time with us. Got an important topic, and anytime it's about food, as far as I'm concerned, it's very important. But let's start off, let's talk about eating right on a budget, Carmen.
Sure. Food is definitely something that most of us have a common interest in. And when we think about eating right on a budget, this is National Nutrition Month. And a lot of times I hear people say, well, I just can't afford to eat healthy. So I thought it might be good if we talked about some ways that maybe we can save a little bit of money when we go grocery shopping or wherever we purchase our food.
Let's do that very thing then. Talk about eating right on a budget. Maybe give us some tips about how we go about doing that. What would be first on that list, Carmen?
The first thing is actually make some plans as what we're going to eat. And if we spend just a little bit of time planning, it can save us so much time for the remainder of the week. So maybe sit down and think about what you're hungry for. Think about what items you already have in your cabinet that you might need to use up. Sometimes things get pushed to the back of the cabinet, or even check out your freezer or refrigerator and see what kinds of items in there maybe have been there for a while and that we need to utilize. So take an inventory of what you have, and then make a list to find out what we need to go along with that. When we shop with a list, typically we do spend a little less money, and hopefully we come home with something to actually eat. We talk to people who will go to the grocery store, and they'll say, I've spent so much money, and I come home, and I still don't have anything to eat, and that's probably because they didn't go with a plan.
Mm-hmm. So you said make a plan, but then say we make a plan at the beginning of the week, how do we decide how much food to make?
We can actually save money by doubling batches and making more than what we actually need, freezing part of that so that we'll have it for later on. And a good example, things that you can buy in bulk sometimes are cheaper, not always. It's always important to investigate the prices down to how much it really is going to cost. But if we can buy maybe a bag of brown rice or a bag of beans and we cook that whole bag at one time, we can freeze that whole bag into smaller servings so that when we need some rice or need some beans, we can just take that out of the freezer the night before, stick it in the refrigerator, and the next day we'll be ready to go. Not only does it save money, it also saves time because you only are dirtying up that pot once.
Absolutely.
And that just makes things much easier.
Yes, indeed. You also say, Carmen, that it's important to determine where you shop.
I love getting the newspapers on Wednesday or whatever day you your newspaper has flyers in it to show going to be on sale for that coming week. Often that's how I will determine what we're going to have, is just to see what's going to be on sale. It's interesting just to compare prices, and sometimes we can get good deals at places other than the grocery store. So just check to see how much that item really is at different spots. And if you know you're going someplace that has food, it doesn't necessarily have to be a grocery store. It's just interesting to check things out at different places and see where there are coupons and where you can really save the most on expensive ingredients.
Our guest is Carmen Long. Carmen does double duty with the Surrey County and Allegheny County Cooperative Extension Services, and we're talking about food, about eating on a budget, and ways to save money. Also, Carmen, what about how important is it that we shop for foods that are in season?
We are just really excited that spring actually is here.
Yes.
So hopefully we'll be able to get more local foods, and that's always wonderful. When we can get seasonal produce locally, it tastes great, it's fresh, we know where it's come from. Just be aware that because it's a good deal doesn't necessarily mean that you need to buy large quantities unless you have a use for that. Most fresh produce is better if we buy it in small quantities and use it up and go back and get more rather than getting large amounts unless you intend to preserve it in some way. It's a great time to even think about planting some things in your own garden or in a raised bed or just in flower pots. You will have those fresh produce items accessible to you whenever you would like them.
It is interesting that you mention shopping for foods in season, but on your notes to me, you also say try out canned or frozen produce.
Because sometimes canned and frozen might be our best option. If things are not in season, sometimes it's hard to get, and it might not be the best. I know I saw a recipe the other day that had watermelon in it, and typically watermelon this time of year is just not as tasty as it's going to be in the summertime. Not that we can buy canned or frozen watermelon, but, you know, just think about the items that your recipes call for and kind of plan ahead for those. When we think about canned and frozen foods, they are typically preserved at the peak freshness, and a lot of the things that we get that we consider fresh have been shipped from so far away that they really might not be as fresh as what we would like for them to be. So if you are going to use canned or frozen things, just make sure you read those labels. For canned items, choose fruits that are canned in 100% fruit juice. We really don't want that heavy, thick syrup that a lot of canned fruits have. Just a lot of extra calories that we don't need, a lot of extra sugar that really isn't of any benefit to us. And then if it's canned vegetables, pick ones that are low sodium or have no salt added on the label. You can definitely tell a difference if you pick one of those up by mistake and you're not really planning to have a no-salt item. You'll have to add some seasoning yourself, but that way you can control what you put in there and how much you put in it.
Is it beneficial, Carmen, say you get canned vegetables, is it beneficial to drain them and rinse them?
I always do. Okay. I just think they taste better, but it's, you know, a good way to reduce that sodium that's in that can when you purchase it.
Carmen Long is our guest, and we're talking food and ways to save money, get the right things at the right time. This has got to be not the easiest thing to do, and that is being focused on nutritious, low-cost foods. They don't always go together, it seems.
Well, when we talk about nutritious foods, typically if we think about spending the majority of our time at the grocery store on the outside aisles, that's going to be where you find your fruits and vegetables, your meats, your dairy foods, and limited time in those interior aisles that might have more of the processed things. The more basics the food are that we purchase, the less expensive it tends to be. So if we can pick things like dried beans and peas, lentils, potatoes, eggs, peanut butter, canned fish, salmon, tuna, those kinds of things, along with some oats, brown rice, those canned fruits and vegetables, just those basic items, they're going to be a lot less expensive than if we load our grocery cart up with all kinds of packaged cookies, crackers, candy, snack food kinds of things. It's amazing that you can spend $5 on a bag of potato chips.
Oh,
you can get quite a few vegetables for that same price that are going to be a lot more nutritious, and you have a lot of different options on how to prepare those.
So you just told me to stay away from the Pop-Tarts. Don't go down that aisle.
We would rather that you get some whole grain bread and some peanut butter. That would be a much more nutritious snack or breakfast item than those Pop-Tarts are.
Last longer for you, too, for sure. Portion size, let's talk about that.
Well, when we're talking about nutrition, we often say it's not what we're eating, but how much we're eating that causes problems. And not is this only true with calories, but it's also true with our food cost. If we're eating our food dollars and we're eating more than what we actually need, that's money that we might be spending elsewhere. So kind of killing two birds with one stone, if we make those portion sizes a little bit smaller, not only is it going to be healthy for our bodies, but also healthy to our pocketbooks. So use smaller plates, bowls, and glasses. That's a great way to keep our portion sizes under control. If your plate is so large that it won't fit in your dishwasher or in your cabinet, then that's probably an indication that the serving sizes that you put on there are going to be a little bit larger than you need them to be as well. Smaller is better.
I often ask when I'm getting the plates out, my wife will be cooking, and I'll say large or medium or small plates. And unfortunately, most time, well, probably rightfully, most times she'll say small, but...
Well, those smaller plates help keep our portion sizes in check, and that's a great way to save money as well.
Is it money saving for us to make our own snacks, healthy snacks?
Well, when we think about how expensive snack foods are, and a lot of the snack foods that we have now, one of the reasons that they are so expensive is that they're individually packaged. Mm-hmm. And that's a great way to maybe minimize the amount that we're going to eat. Instead of, you know, picking out a whole bag of snack food, you just get one of these little individual portions. But they're extremely expensive in comparison to if we maybe made our own snack foods and baggied them up ourselves. Mm-hmm. So some ideas, and we've actually been doing this quite a bit recently with some of the groups that we've had into the office and different places that we've been going, is to do trail mix and to think about, you know, combining some nuts, dried fruit, some whole grain cereal, maybe some whole grain crackers or pretzels, and make small individual portions of this trail mix that you could take with you, mm-hmm, when you were going someplace, rather than stopping and purchasing an individual package or buying a box of individually packaged snack foods. You could also even do this with purchasing larger containers of yogurt or cottage cheese and dividing them up in a reusable container so that you could take that with you if you wanted to go someplace.
This is the last one I want to ask you about, and I think when we sometimes we get to the checkout at the grocery store and we get that final bill, it's like, holy smokes. But in reality, it is much less expensive to cook at home than it is to eat out, isn't it?
It really is. When you think about the cost of, you know, a nice meal if you ate out, even it doesn't necessarily even have to be a really nice meal. It could be a fast food meal. You can typically get several meals for that same price if you prepared that food at home, and it's going to be a lot healthier for you. Mm-hmm. So pick some fresh fruit, some fresh vegetables. Actually, fresh fruit is like instant fast food because it's pretty much ready to go. Pick the things that are in season, things that are on sale, and think about planning ahead so that you will have nice, yummy things in your refrigerator when you open it up. And that's just a good way to save money and to enjoy kind of getting back to the basics. Find a few simple, healthy recipes that your family enjoys and rotate those around. I can remember growing up, a lot of families had certain meals that they prepared on certain days
sure,
of the week. It
yeah.
doesn't have to be boring, but it can make it just easier for you if you kind of have those standard go-to things that you can come up with that would just make your life a little bit easier.
If, Carmen, if folks want to talk to you more about what you discussed today or maybe get more tips, they can contact you. What's the best way?
Sure. They can contact me at the Surrey County Extension Office at 336-401-8025. Or at the Allegheny office at 336-372-5597. And Nutrition Month goes along really well. This is also Living Well Month, which is part of the National Extension of Family Consumer Sciences, which mm-hmm. is an organization that helps promote professional development for extension agents. And when we think about Living Well Month, not only are we living well when we eat right, but also when we think about having our homes safe and our food safe, raising kids, trying to balance our work and family and our family finances, there's just a lot of things for us to think about when it comes to living well. So if we can provide some information to help families' lives be a little bit easier, we would be happy to help them out.
I know you will, and you work diligently to do that every single day. Carmen Long, it's always a pleasure and always enlightening to talk to you. I appreciate your time and look forward to talking to you again very soon.
Thanks, Danny. Have a great day.
Thanks, and you too. And folks, thanks for joining us for Extension Today. Day here on WIFM.
Extension Today on WIFM, presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.